Redwood Meadows Emergency Services got a special Christmas gift this holiday season. Thanks to a Santa-inspired residents' generosity, the Redwood Meadows Emergency Services will be able to provide enhanced services to its residents moving forward, aided by infrared drone technology. According to a press release from Redwood Meadows Emergency Services, a local resident donated a drone with infrared capabilities and accessories worth almost $10,000 over the holidays to the department, which is comprised of 32 volunteers who respond to incidents in the Redwood Meadows townsite and parts of southwest Rocky View County, including Bragg Creek. The department enters its 45th year proud to serve the community and continually strives to be one of the best, read a press release. Last year, the department responded to 389 calls for service that included medical first response, rescues, motor vehicle collisions, fires, hazardous materials calls, and more. "We are so grateful for the contribution to our equipment inventory," said Redwood Meadows Fire Chief Rob Evans. "And while the generosity of the donation has to be recognized, we do want to respect the request for anonymity by the resident." The remotely piloted aircraft system, RPAS, will be flown by members of Redwood Meadows Emergency Services who are currently registered pilots with Transport Canada. Evans said there are plenty of scenarios in which the technology will come in handy. "There are several situations where the RPAS will be able to be used, including at fires to determine hot spots, search and rescue, reconnaissance, and much more," he said, adding he worked with the RPAS committee with the Canadian Association of Fire Chiefs on the production of its Blue Book. "I am excited to see how we can use this tool to benefit our community and how we provide public safety to the residents," he continued. The release said Redwood Meadows Emergency Services will be producing operating guidelines for the RPAS that will include training, flight, and maintenance logs, and the unit should be in service by the end of January.